Hey yo, what's up, suckers? Welcome to another episode. This one's gonna be a fun one. But first, some quick business. Just kidding, we still don't have any sponsors, guys. I really hope that this thing becomes like, I want it to be a cult. I want us to be a cult that when people like shit on the podcast or shit on fans of the podcast, the other people just attack them like flies on shit or like something like that. I don't know what I was going for there. Actually, if you are or know anyone that is a not producer, like a DJ that could make like a quick little intro, just maybe 20 seconds, not even 10 seconds. A little 10-second intro for this, that would be badass. I don't want to spend a ton of money on it. T-shirts, I might start making soon. If you guys are interested, let me know. What else? What other news do we got? I think I'm gonna record two today, just because I have so much shit that I want to talk about. So, fuck it. Actually, I wrote down a joke that I think it's pretty good. You gotta have like a fucked up sense of humor though, and you gotta be able to let your ego down if you're a dude. It's only about guys, and it's a comedy podcast. So maybe I'll say that in the second one. Anyway, so we went to the Post Malone concert. And, how do I put this? Okay, so, the doors opened at 7, and took forever to get in the place, first of all. So, maybe standing in line for a half hour, 45 minutes. We were standing in line right by Post Malone's bus, and you could actually see in there, and yes, so we see into his tour bus, and he's playing 2K, and someone was playing as the Cavs, and someone is playing as the Warriors. Mind you, we're at a concert that's in Cleveland, and so we're all like saying the Warriors suck and stuff, and somebody comes out of the bus to like see like what's going on and like to see if they can see in the tour bus. We're like, yeah, dude, we see everything that's going on. And we're like, who's playing as the Warriors? And he's like, what? And we're like, yeah, Warriors suck. He's like, what are you talking about? And he's like, oh, because of Cleveland. This dude was so high, he didn't even, this, whoever was in the bus with him was so high, he didn't even know that he was in Cleveland. Like, what the fuck? But anyway, we get in there, and we're standing there, whatever, forever. Maybe an hour. No, yeah, probably an hour we're standing there. Then Post's DJ comes out, and he starts like playing music for maybe 45 minutes. He played for so long that it was to the point where I was like, okay, this is fucking ridiculous. Like, where is Post Malone? This is trash. Then the DJ leaves, and this is followed by, they turn the lights on, and this is followed by another 45 minute wait. There's no opener besides the DJ. And then Post Malone finally came out. While he was performing, was maybe the best I've seen, minus like the Chainsmokers in North Carolina. But he only performed for like an hour. So, I don't know. He was really, really good though. Like, everything he was doing was great. So, I don't have a complaint for it. I don't know. It's just weird that he made us wait that long and then he came out. It was whatever. But anyway, so Aaron Hernandez is, or the family, it's come out that he had severe CTE. He was found to have, his brain had severe CTE. And I don't, no, I was going to say I don't buy it, but obviously I buy it. but also, you murderer. Aaron Hernandez was not a good guy. He was not a good person. You murderer. That's why he didn't get drafted in the first round, because he has so many, he was had like drug problems, I believe. Right? He had some kind of issues that he didn't get drafted first. And that's why the Patriots were able to get him in, what was he, a third or a fourth round pick? Whatever. They're like his family is suing the NFL and the Patriots for the $20 million. What the fuck? $20 million? You don't deserve $20 million. Your wife or whatever the fuck ever, they don't deserve money. You murderer. $20 million. Get the hell out of here. They said if CTE was around, that's probably what OJ would have claimed during his trial. He would have claimed CTE. Interesting. Chris Carter had a good interview. My uncle sent it to me. He was basically talking about like being a black athlete. What other option do you really have? You know, like everybody knows CTE is real, but what other option do they really, really have? You know, it's pretty cool. He's a cool dude. He made really good points though. Like, he said, how are you going to sue the NFL and the Patriots? But Aaron Hernandez played high school football. He played college football. He played 44 games in the NFL, I think the stat was. So how are you only going to sue the NFL and the Patriots? It doesn't make sense. But back to him talking about like the black athletes, he was just saying, you know, if that's an option for you to play football and make, I don't know, let's say on the low end, $2 million a year, or $1 million a year. Or you could take the other route and not have that risk, but you're working a shitty job, not making as much, not being struggling to provide for your family. Like, which one are you going to choose? Obviously, you're going to choose the career that's making you the most money. At least most people, right? I don't know. It's real weird. It gets super, super iffy, right? What else do we have? Oh, some more sports news. So, yesterday it came out that Carmelo was willing to waive his no-trade clause for the Cavs. Then I think today, this morning, or it was later last night, he said he would do the Thunder, too. And then this morning, he wanted the trade before training camp, which is next week. Well, a few hours later, he was granted his wish. He is now part of the Oklahoma City Thunder. That team, Westbrook, Paul George, and Melo, you puke. That team is fucking, I like it. People are going to be like, well, Paul George and Melo play the same position. They'll figure it out. They're fucking professional athletes playing basketball. You don't think they can figure it out? They'll be all right. So UFC Fight Night 117 was on last night. It was the Japan one, and it was good. Here's the thing, though. This UFC was in Japan, so I'm gonna probably butcher these names. But, we had, the only one that was, worth mentioning off the undercard was Dacha Abe. Abe. And Hyun Lim. Lim. I sound so fucking stupid saying these names. I think it was Lim. I'll say Lim. He won the first round. But then Abe kind of took over from there. He turned it on in the last rounds, if I'm remembering that one right. But that was really the only it was kind of an upset, but that was really the only one from the undercard that was worth mentioning. The main card, the first fight was Ishihara and Rolando Dai. And Dai was doing a really good job. But he kept low blowing Ishihara, which really fucking hurt him. He did it two times, the ref didn't say anything. The third time though was a shin to the dick. Shin to dick. And then they took a point away, and at that point it was Dai had to really, he had to knock him out or he wasn't going to win, and you kind of just knew it. And he didn't knock him out, so went to decision, and Ishihara won. Ishihara fought a great fight too, by the way. So it's not like, it wasn't like, oh, Dai was like totally owning the fight. It was just... He was doing good, but he just kept low blowing him, and it was, you kind of had the feel where it was just, if he doesn't knock him out, they're not going to give him this one, and they didn't. The next fight, there's actually a fight on here I'm not even going to get to. I forget who the fuck it was, but it wasn't worth it. Gokim Saki and Henrique Da Silva. That was a first round knockout. Saki was murking him, smirking him. he hit him with this huge left hand, and it was so pretty. And Da Silva just, good night, good douche, good night, see ya, sayonara, adios. So the next fight, Takanori Gomi and Dong Hyun Kim. Tell me these fighters' names don't sound like a fucking video game. Takanori Gomi. That is so politically incorrect the way I'm saying these, talking about them. Anyway, he had a first round knockout. Gomi did. I'm sorry. That was Kim that had the first round knockout in 90 seconds. He hit him with I think it was a right hand that knocked him out. But Takanori Gomi, Dong Hyun Kim. Wow. I probably don't have any Oriental listeners. Is Oriental the word to say or Asian? I don't know. See? Who gave me a fucking mic? Who was it? You assholes. This was... Okay, so my fight of the night. Claudia Gadea and Jessica Andrade. Maybe this was easily the best fight of the night. And honestly one of the best fights I've seen in a long, long, long time. It was a bloodbath. So, round one, Claudia Gadea split Andrade right at like the scene, like the hairline. So it was leaking. I know if you listen to this, you're probably a fight fan. You know, if you get hit there, it's a bleeding. It's a bleeder. So she's leaking, and she just withstood this huge amount of early blows from Gadea. It was, I thought she was going to go to sleep, to be honest. But then Jessica Andrade fucking suplexed Claudia Gadea. And Claudia, remember, her only loss is to the champ, Joanna Jędrzejczyk. But, so she fucking suplexes her. And it was, and then you kind of got that, it was at the end of the first, I believe. And so you kind of got the idea where she's going to pick up some momentum from that. And she definitely did. She fucking turned it on. At the end of the second, the whole second round was insane. They were both leaking. And the last, like, 10 seconds, Gadea had this insane spider monkey-like choke on Andrade, but like she didn't tap her, and it was insane. This fight was so good. They were it was the third round, I believe. Andrade hit her with a few uppercuts, and her face was a mess. It was messy. But it went to decision, and Andrade defeated Claudia Gadea, which, I mean, congrats, right? Only loss was to the champ, and now she lost to another one. So then the main event was OSP and Yushin Okami. And then OSP submitted him in the first round. It wasn't a very exciting fight. He got him with a Von Fluke choke, which I never knew what it was called. But it's fucking brilliant. You gotta look it up. It was nuts. I don't even know how to explain it because I'm not that good. I know enough to not sound like a dumbass about pretty much most things. I'm not an expert on anything, especially like football. You start talking stats with me about football, I don't know shit. But yeah, look up the OSP finish. It's the way I read it was because I've never seen one live. I've like looked it up and I've seen it, and I still don't know how to explain the Von Fluke choke. But the other guy kind of goes for like a guillotine. So he has one arm on the right side of the neck, and the other arm is up under the left side of the armpit, and you're just squeezing. Do you get what I'm saying? It's a choke, but instead of going around the neck with both arms, you're going, one arm is up the armpit and around the head. That's about as good as I'm going to get with that. Sorry. Not sorry. Okay, also, at the post-concert, there were so many vapors. So many vapors. And when you're constantly blowing those big fucking clouds of vape smoke. Actually, you know what? Forget that. I'm going to just talk about that in the second podcast I'm going to do tonight. This one's just going to be sports. That's what I'm going to do. That's how I'm going to break these two apart. That's it. And if you listen to my next podcast, maybe I'm going to tell my joke. Actually, I'm for sure going to tell my joke. So, yeah, there's that. This was 20 minutes long. I thought this was going to be... See, I always try to make, like, short podcasts for people that have never listened, and they always end up going, like, longer than I expected it to. I was trying to make this one, like, a little 10-minute podcast for people that don't listen to podcasts. But, whatever. Sometimes... I got a buddy, and you know how people be like, I forget what the fuck they say about the dice. It's how the dice roll, or whatever, let the dice roll. But he says, that's just how the dice are going to fall. Or he says some dumb shit. He's just, I don't know, whatever. I'm just ending this one now. So, yeah, listen to my next podcast. Get people to listen to my podcast. And let's make this thing a fucking cult, okay? All right, sweetie pies? I love you. Love you too. Aw, you guys are so cute. All right, till next time, which is later tonight. Peace.